Hello, this is Frankly Speaking, an informational exchange of problems and issues of relevance to people everywhere. Today's program addresses the subject of financial aid. I'm Helen Ackerman for George Mason University.
I'd like you to meet our panelists. They are Mary Neal, Coordinator of Financial Aid at George Mason University, and Hubert Shaw, Chief of the Campus-Based Branch, Federal Office of Student Financial Assistance Programs of the Department of Education. Mr. Shaw, what do we mean when we talk about financial assistance to students at this time?
Well, we're talking about ways in which the various resources available for this purpose come to be awarded to the student. The focal point for most of this action, of course, is the institution's financial aid office, where they would administer their own funds, plus some of the federal funds, plus perhaps some private funds, or even state funds. The principal federal sources are the Pell Grant, Guaranteed Student Loan, and the so-called campus-based programs, the National Direct Loan, College Work Study, and Supplemental Grant programs. So when we're talking financial aid, we're talking about a lot of money spread around in different places that eventually come to focus on the student who has need for such funds.
Mary, what kinds of financial aid are available to students in Virginia?
Well, as Mr. Shaw pointed out, the federal programs are available to Virginia students. The Pell Grant, the National Direct Student Loan, College Work Study, Supplemental Education Opportunity Grant, National Direct Student Loan, and the Nursing Loan and Scholarship Programs. Virginia students are also eligible to apply and be considered for the Virginia Scholarship Programs and the Virginia Grant Programs.
I should make one addition, if I may. The State Student Incentive Grant would be a federal program providing the funds, but administered by the several states.
What kind of changes do you see in the future under the Reagan administration? How are his budget cuts going to affect financial aid for students?
The main effect would be on the student whose eligibility has been brought about through liberalizing the criterion of need in the last 3 years.
That would be the middle-income student,
basically.
The
middle-income student. The principal effect would be seen perhaps first in the guaranteed student loan, where if a needs test is imposed by an amendment, then each student would have to demonstrate a degree of financial need in order to be eligible. And of course, at the upper levels of income, this would have the tendency to remove those students from the eligibility list. Some of these students apply only for the guaranteed loan and no other financial aid, so that this group would be primarily affected. In the basic grant program, if the rate at which discretionary income is taxed would be increased, then this would have the effect of reducing eligibility for a given student. And again, at the upper income levels, taxing at a higher level of that discretionary money again would produce family contributions in excess of the cost, in excess of the need of the student, hence making the student ineligible.
What proportion do you think of the students that are currently being funded are no longer going to be able to get funding?
I'm not sure of the estimates that are being considered. We are in the process now of submitting new family contribution, or at least calculating new family contribution schedules, which would be governed by the rate of taxation that is decided upon, or perhaps even legislated. In the Higher Ed Amendments of 1980, this rate was set at 14%. There is a consideration to raising that percentage, and of course that would increase the family contribution, hence decreasing the need regarding eligibility.
Are there any alternative forms of financing that students can turn to that are going to be affected by these cuts?
The pattern of assistance in terms of the various programs probably will not change. We don't see any evidence of branching out to form new forms of loans or new types of grants. We don't see that happening. I think what is happening is a revising of the eligibility criteria, in effect, for these two major programs, and then see what the future shifts in budget requests would be. These changes that we are discussing here are primarily the result of the president's cutbacks in budget.
When are these cuts going to come into effect?
As soon as the Congress will act on them and be presented for the president's signature, whatever the appropriation bills will develop to be.
Mary, what does a student have to do to get financial aid?
A student at George Mason who's considering applying for financial aid would have to submit the George Mason financial aid application, the financial aid form, which is the financial aid statement processed either by College Scholarship Service or American College testing. They must also complete, if they're independent students, an independent student affidavit, and they must, whenever they get it from basic grants, the student eligibility report, which indicates to us whether they are or are not eligible for the Pell Grant. And after they've submitted all of those materials, they wait to get their decision from us. Our application deadline for the 81-82 academic year is April 15th for completed applications. However, there is going to be a problem with students submitting their Pell Grant forms because we have received notification that because of the changes in the Pell Grant formula, the processing of Pell Grant applications for 81-82 have been held up, and it is not likely that students will get those reports until sometime in August. That is going to cause institutions across the country to have to review their application process simply because the Pell Grant is supposed to be the floor of the student's aid package, and if we don't get it until the end, we're going to have to make some changes in terms of how we go about processing those applications. We have not yet made a decision on how we're going to proceed. We will be making that decision within the next month.
That's going to be very tough on the students, isn't it? Because that they won't know whether the ones that are hard up financially won't know whether they will be able to afford to go to college or not till very late in the year.
That is correct. We are, in terms of alternative sources of financing and education, we are encouraging students to forego going to summer school if they can, to work instead, to try to save money to go to school. We are encouraging students to seek financial assistance through private foundations such as local Rotary clubs and Lion clubs. Very often organizations like that will give $200 or $300, and certainly in this era of budget cuts, every little bit will help. So those are some of the action plans we are, steps we're taking to try to encourage our students to help seek alternative sources of financial aid, but it is going to be difficult.
I perhaps should comment on the stopping of the processing. actually there is a considerable amount of processing going on. Students whose forms need revising, who need to present corrected information, will be notified so that they can be brought up to date, so that by the time releasing of the reports begins, there will be a maximum amount of work that has already been accomplished.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a very good point.
The students will also receive a card announcing whatever is happening to their application. That is in the works now.
When will they receive that card?
I'm not sure what their schedule is, but it is being worked out now, so that there at least is contact with these students who have already filed their applications for basic grant processing.
I see. So they're not going to be left completely in limbo.
Correct. And we will be in constant touch, of course, with the institutions regarding any renewal of the schedule.
And we are certainly not going to hold a processing of their application for the other eight programs while Basic Grants is making a decision. If we have to revise awards after Basic Grants are finalized, we'll do that. So students will get some notification as to some types of aid that they're eligible for and will receive in the fall.
Students who are concerned about this, should they call the financial aid office of their college?
They should, and we'll give them as much information as we can. We know as much about what's happening with the guaranteed student loans and the base and the Pell Grant programs as they do by reading the papers. So, but they are free to contact us, and we'll give them as much information as we can.
Is it true in some individual cases that might be crucial that from the information you receive on a student's application that you could perform a tentative calculation of the Pell Grant to give some estimate of what the Pell Grant might be?
We can. The College Scholarship Service and ACT provide colleges with an estimated student eligibility index. So it is possible for an institution to, in their award letter, tell the student what an estimated basic grant will be.
I see.
However, if the formula is going to change, CSS is now working with the present formula in calculating the index. And if that formula is going to change, then, and change drastically, then the estimated awards are going to be drastically higher than the actual award will be. So institutions will have to make individual decisions as to whether to wait on the Pell Grant or to give estimated awards based on the CSS eligibility index.
And underscoring the word tentative.
Tentative, most definitely.
Thank you both very much. I'm afraid we've run out of time, but I'd like to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public affairs program produced by George Mason University. Pat Ping, coordinator, and Addie Wilson, engineer. Information about our guests or this program, please call area code 703-323-2138, 703-323-2138. I'm Helen Ackerman for the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.